the June 24, 1717, representatives of English Masonic lodges established the Grand Lodge of England. From this day on, they used to trace the history of modern Freemasonry. It should be noted that the corporation of Masons, Freemason, Le Maçon, in French means stonecraft, worker, builder, were known in the Middle Ages, as well as representatives of other professions, united in closed corporations, the workshops. These corporations were secret and could be reached only by passing a special initiation rite. In addition to the Masons themselves, there were secret lodges of shoemakers, painters, casters, winemakers, glassblowers, and even scavengers and beggars. They were sometimes called by generic term companionship, le compagnonnage. Each profession had its own rituals and symbols, most often traced back to biblical history, but often in its apocryphal version. In addition, pre-Christian symbolism could be easily be found everywhere. The main feature of Masons and Companions was their belongingness to the Third Estate. Priests and aristocracy had their own special orders and secret unions. At the same time, medieval corporation of artisans living mostly in cities differed also from peasant communities, which in this period also sometimes united in mystical groups with their legends, symbols, rites and doctrines. On the June 24, 1717, the ancient Freemasonry, previously called operative masonry, that is associated with a particular profession, the construction of temples, castles and palaces, was reformed. Now it became speculative masonry, and it could be joined by representatives of any class. All the rites were henceforth considered allegories and the secrets of craftsmanship, mystical metaphors. But even in this state, Freemasonry retained the main thing, orientation on the third estate, le tiers état. Thus, it became the vanguard of the new capitalist class rushing to the power. Among the Masonic lodges were both moderate and quite radical. For example, the Bavarian Illuminati, or the French Masonic lodges responsible for the Great French Revolution and the bloody terror associated with it. This radical revolutionary Freemasonry rejected God and became the main ideological and the political enemy of the whole traditional order in Europe. The Third Estate, under the Masonic leadership and guidance, destroyed the church, overthrew the monarchy, and still more, enslaved the peasants. The materialistic science of the encyclopedists, all directly connected with the Masonry in and inspired by it, replaced sublime idealism of the Christian Middle Ages. True Europe fought a desperate battle in the Vendée, where the priesthood, the aristocracy loyal to the monarch, and the peasantry, all three classical functions of Indo-European society, according to Georges Dumézil, united against bloody Masonic terrorism, the vanguard of liberal capitalist, materialist civilization, which was advancing on Europe, and in the end, conquered it. The modern West has followed the Masonic path of development. In the 20th century, almost all the plans of speculative Freemasonry came to fruition. The lodges themselves, with their archaic rituals, moralism and symbolism, became from now on obsolete. But the Masonic ideology of progress, evolution, human rights, materialistic science, the secular state and the civil society have become principles and norms for virtually all of humanity. Ideas that originally originated in secret Masonic ateliers are now openly inculcated in the minds of the schoolchildren and define the agenda of science and culture policy. And it is no accident that almost all U.S. presidents, starting from the first George Washington, were activists of Anglo-Saxon Freemasonry and held leadership position in it. Today, those who call themselves Freemasons, and there are some, are either atavistic rudiments or clowns. They have no reason more to exist. Their historical program is accomplished on the planetary scale. All of humanity has gradually become one Masonic lodge. It is a matter of time before the last step of the Masonic program will become the reality, the establishment of a worldwide dictatorship of the world government. But we see certain obstacles along the way, and I hope you understand what I mean. We are this obstacle. You and I. The new coming race. The race of awakening.